Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
You didn't like it because you didn't think of it. A single on Fontana Records by Hot Legs. We began with Yes and Sweet Dreams. That was the original mix, because we played that about 5 or 6 weeks ago, Les, when it was unclear as to what was the correct A or B side. But here it is, released on Friday the 19th of June 1970, when there were 51 singles released. Issue number 334 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM records, which we could have picked up in certain record shops or in mainly in the trade press, I suspect it was. In a short while, we'll be playing the other side of a Hot Legs single, which you will all know.
Hot Legs, of course, went on to become 10cc. Edward Heath was elected as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom on this day 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's Friday the 19th of June, yeah. And then on the Saturday, I remember RNI was obliterated completely. It might have been calling itself Radio Caroline. And then there was silence for a day or two, and yeah. I think they moved back. And they weren't jammed after that, once they'd left the United Kingdom coast.
Oh, them were the days. Censorship.
True democracy in the United Kingdom. We'll jam them, just like an Eastern Bloc country. So from Sweet Dreams, we're going to go to Sweet Plum and Set the Wheels in Motion on Middle Earth Records. Quite an obscure single here. The B-side of the single, looks like it was written by your sister, Les.
I'll have to consult with both Jan and Jill and find out. You never know.
I know.
You just don't know.
I know for a fact that Jill wasn't called Garfield in 1970.
No, she probably wasn't married at that time. You're probably right.
She was, she'd have been the same age as me, I think, 15.
Yeah.
So yes, we will be hearing the other side, the A side of the Hot Legs.
It's Kathy's putting you off, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need putting
off.
No,
don't go.
Just imagine that your heart is a big machine, and you've got the power to turn it Just love somebody. Set the wheels in motion.
see what goes on in the world. Here in my mind, catch the wind and hold on tight to what we'll find. And hear what goes on in the world. Here is all you see. Everything is made.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
made a great video for that single at the time, which none of us saw, but it's available now on the internet, and I'll put that on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com, where wow. Where you are listening to Chris B and Les N as we take a trip down memory lane.
Yes. Wow, that reached number 2 in the UK.
Yes,
number 1 in Italy and Germany.
I can remember it being played as one of the first tracks when RNI came back. I think this was after the general election, where they changed their name to Radio Caroline, and although the Conservatives got in, they didn't immediately stop the jamming. In fact, I remember on the Saturday morning, the jamming was so comprehensive. It was just one tone. It wasn't a beeping tone, by the way. It was just one tone, at least in the Peterborough area. It was such a loud tone, you just couldn't hear anything. So I think they packed up temporarily and took the Amoebo 2 back across the North Sea. I think this is what happened, from memory. Took it back across towards the Netherlands and started up again over there. And this is one of the first tunes they played, this Hot Legs tune. And I thought, they've got the EQ wrong. We can't hear the singing at all, but that's how it was meant to be.
I love that Yes track you played as well. Both of them were quite good.
Dear Father, excellent B-side. I'm pretty certain it was on the album as well, but that was a particular mix made for the single. Still lasted 4 minutes 20 seconds, though. Les, I want to take you higher. On CBS Records, this is the original. We've played other versions of this over the past couple of months, but this is Sly and the Family Stone wanting to take us high. Is it this one? Yeah.
Bye. see the future stretching out before me, a path that leads nowhere. I can see the future and I can read the story. There's nothing there. There's an old man standing on the pebbles, gazing out across the stormy sea. In the air, and all the years I must have wasted, and now I care, I care, oh, I care about the days that lie before me. Like some misty, grey, unplotted sea. I can't tell what's on the far side, and I'm afraid, oh, I'm afraid to see. But here I am, and I must try to start again. For that old man I see standing on some lonely shore, he's me.
That was an unusual single there, Les.
Yeah, quite. Mate and Guy, he actually wrote Apache and Wonderful Land, would you believe?
Jerry Lawden.
The Shadows, yeah. Wrote for The Shadows.
I was thinking at the start of that, how much Jerry sounded like a young David Bowie.
Yeah, amazing, really.
Yeah, and it was arranged and conducted by George Martin as well. The Old Man and the Sea on CBS Records.
Yeah, so he was very much involved with The Shadows and Cliff.
Right.
As the singer-songwriter.
Yeah, and prior to that, it was The Upsetters with The Miser on Spinning Wheel Record, a subsidiary of Trojan. SW101 was the catalogue number there. The Upsetters, no doubt produced by Lee Scratch Perry. Yes. And we began with the mono single version of Sly and the Family Stone, I Want to Take You Higher.
Of course, our 70s wouldn't be complete without us having the Upsetters somewhere.
No. And now, Les, it's when we were beginning our love affair with Europe, the economic community, the common market.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I could not find the single by Harold and Ted called Bridge Over Troubled Water, which was people impersonating Harold Wilson and Ted Heath. I think it was such luminaries as Tim Rice and who else did I say? Anyway, we couldn't find that single on Pi Records. But what we have got is a nod towards Europe. Miguel Rios. I think this was out a few weeks or a few months ago. Song of Joy on A&M Records. You love this, don't you, Les?
Oh.
Sing a song of joy.
To Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Join.
That was the Love Children and Paper Chase. They nearly had a hit with a single in 69 called Easy Squeeze. Yes, you've got it, Les. Easy Squeezy. Hold Me Tight. Good man.
Released 22nd of August 69 on DRAM.
Yes, this one was on DRAM as well. DM303, one of, not sure if I've told you this week, one of 51 singles released on Friday, the 19th of June 1970, issue 334. And before this, of course, it was Miguel Rios and singing his Song of Joy.
Song of Joy. I don't know about joy. I think we'll be singing that at the end of the year.
did you say it was Ludwig? Ludwig van Beethoven.
Ludwig van Beethoven wrote the Ode to Joy.
The actual tune, which was destroyed by Miguel.
Yeah. And the original German lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Which we didn't...
Which, as everybody... Our listener will know is the international, the pan-European anthem, you know.
Yeah, it is our theme tune, or it was our theme tune when we bowed down to it. We don't even stand up for our national anthem, do we, Les, let alone...
No, not now. No.
Let us listen to the other side of the Love Children song, if only because it's got an interesting title. My Turkey Snuffed It. Oh, in the true tradition of B-sides, what shall we chuck on the other side? My turkey snuffed it, as you pointed out to me, Les, during
the
song.
The A-side was a turkey as well.
The A-side was a turkey. As you pointed out, while we were conversing during that tune, the guitarist was probably...
You never know who that guitar player was. No. It sounded pretty good. I bet he was somebody well known at the time, but wouldn't put his name to the record.
That could well have been the last Love Children song. I'm not sure whether that was their last single or not, Les. No doubt we will find out in the next few weeks. You've suffered long enough, my friends out there, listening to Chris B, Les N, Chris Bent, Les Newman. We come to you from distant times.
You know, it's one of those things. You listen to stuff like that, and I'm trying to cover my ears with my hands, as if to drown it out, but it's only pressing my headphones closer, making it worse.
You've hung around long enough, my friends. We found a hit single now.
You've got lockdown. I think you probably can't wait to escape. lockdown, should I say.
This is the Kinks. Do you remember what single they might have had? A really massive hit in 1970, Les.
The Kinks?
Yeah.
On a bed. In 1970?
Yeah, it was released this date, Friday the 19th of June. It was originally banned and had to be re-recorded because they were singing about Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Lola.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. La la la.
Bunny girl, I know he's a fantasist, believe me. He's possessed with all the things around. Bunny girl, I know, believes he is a lover. He's involved with everyone in town.
Never stops to think it over. Now that money grows on trees, think aloud. Cherry is a funny flavor. Do-do-do-do.
Bunny girl, I know, never thinks about the future. Like a wretch, he comes and he goes. Bunny girl, I know, will always have it easy. He goes on believing till the end.
Bunny girl, I know, believes he is a lover.
He's involved with everyone in town.
Wow. That was good, wasn't it, Les?
Yeah, Dean Ford on harmonica, Junior Campbell and Patrick Fairley. Wow.
Collectively,
that was the original band.
Marmalade, yeah, on yeah. Decca Records. I think at the time I kind of turned my nose up at them because I was more keen on having Led Zeppelin on under my arm than...
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's...
...than a Marmalade single.
Mind you, Reflections of Me Life, which was recorded, what, 2 years earlier, or a year earlier, was one of the best things I ever did. But yeah. That was pretty good.
It was. The Ballad of Cherry Flavour, Flavar, on Decca Records. We're going to play the A-side right now, called Rainbow. But, yeah, before that, it was The Kinks and their massive hit of the summer, called Lola.
Unbelievable.
See or even feel the ground. A part of gold I was sold by the way you let it fly.
Rainbow, look me up, look me down. Rainbow, you were fun to have around. I was dreaming of love I had to share, never thinking you were here, you were there. Rain.
look me down. Rainbow, you were fun to have around. Now I'm changing for the better, for the day. Feel like singing all the colors you convey. Come on home, keep me warm, and love me till the new day's born. And I pray you will stay forever in my eyes.
You hear Chris B. Aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.